In the 1970s, a chorus of elders of a dwindling people, the El Molo of Kenya, relived the old days and sang a song about hunting hippos in a place very far away. This was for a 1975 release by Nonesuch Records for Nonesuch's Explorer series. For many people in America, this was our first opportunity to hear a lot of traditional African music. In fact, for the people who performed the music, it was very often the first time that they heard themselves recorded. Nonesuch has now released 13 CDs, all the Africa recordings from the original series, first released in the 1970s and 80s. We talked with Stephen Jay, who produced the 1976 disc of drums, chant, and instrumental music from West Africa. One song Stephen Jay recorded is this frenzied piece from Mali, performed by three men and four women, including a medium. It's called a Tuareg medicinal chant.
I had made that recording in the city of Gao in Mali, which is the sister city of Timbuktu. It's about 600 miles east of Timbuktu. So in this city of Gao, I wanted to record music, and I went to ask someone where there may be some musical performances. And the person told me that there weren't going to be any performances because no one happened to be sick. And it was then that they told me that they only performed their music as medicinal music to cure the sick. These people who I came in contact with, a chief named Achim Medifarai, hadn't seen a tape recorder, and they had never experienced hearing their own music played back. So after they told me no one was sick and there was going to be no music that night, we sat down and had tea. And not knowing their language, I just started recording their conversation and then played it back for them. And when they realized what my machine was capable of, they instantly became very excited at the opportunity to hear themselves. So they went out and searched the city to find someone who was sick. And they did that successfully. And this person came and they performed the music, and the person danced in a sort of a running in place manner very energetically until he basically, you know, sweat the fever out. And the music itself consisted of group vocals, which was two parts. There was a repetitive chanting and then also some very exciting sound effects done by Achim Medifarai himself. And the third layer was a medium, a female medium, who entered a trance and then sang spontaneously in a number of different languages all combined. The people later told me that no one actually knows what she's singing because the languages are so intermingled. It was quite amazing experience.
Stephen Jay played his recording back for the Tuaregs. Doing that, he says, was one of the joys of making field recordings like this one, letting people hear themselves.
And in almost every case, the response was uncontrollable laughter. It brought great joy to these people to hear themselves back, and usually they'd want a second chant, you know, and see if they could do better.
In contrast to that medicinal chant from Mali, from the Tuaregs in Mali, there are some solo tracks here that you recorded, one of them from Burkina Faso. Someone playing what sounds like a reed instrument of some sort, or a wind instrument of some sort. Solitary music now. This is a very different scene from the one you just depicted, I assume.
Yes, this was an incredible little instrument. Instruments like this are so simple that they're actually disposable. People will go out to work harvesting the millet, and in the morning they'll cut a millet stalk. This is kind of like bamboo, a hollow stalk, and attach a gourd at either end and cut a single tone hole at one end and then a section of it at the other end to create a reed, a clarinet-type reed. The amount of variation in tone is absolutely incredible. They do this thing where they roll kind of like a growling sound in their throat while they're playing this instrument, so it creates a resulting tone from the two notes, the note in their throat and the note on the instrument itself. in Burkina Faso, there's life is very simple. There's not a lot to do. The agriculture is simple, and there's in the villages, there's no complex machinery or tasks to be performed. So musicians who are inspired to play have the freedom to basically play all day long. And so a musician such as the one heard in this solo will basically wake up in the morning and begin improvising on his instrument, and that's what he does until the sun sets.
Now, not all of the discs of African music from Nonesuch are ethnic recordings. They're not all the most simple kind of folk music. One of them, the first disc actually in the series as it's been released, is from Ghana, but it's a disc of high life and other popular music. I was struck on that disc by one track, which I gather was very popular, Saturday Night, which to my ear sounds like the Africanized version of the old New Christie Minstrels song, Everybody Loves Saturday Night, unless I've got the sequence of the two songs reversed, and this one came out first.
Everybody likes Saturday Night. Everybody likes Saturday Night. Everybody, 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 everybody likes Saturday Night. Everybody, 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 everybody likes Saturday Night.
If you could describe the line that connects a medicinal healing ceremony in Mali and this kind of music that is owes a great deal to Western pop music, but still keeps it in the same somewhere in the same context of African music. What is it?
Well, I guess for one thing, the basic African philosophy that's present in all music there is present in the high life itself. Music itself is regarded as a life form that has a will to occur, as opposed to something that musicians and composers work hard to create. And the musician is sort of caught up in the wind of this musical will, kind of like a sail, if you will. And so there's not quite as much personal feeling of investment or responsibility in the act of making music. It's more like a being allowed to participate. And the way that the music nourishes the people's lives is very similar from the way it is in the traditional African society to when you go into the cities and you see that they have this absolute need for their songs and melodies that they have passed down from generations, and combined with the modern technology, it makes sense to put it in a new form.
Stephen Jay, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert. It was my pleasure.
Stephen Jay produced just two of the 13 albums of African music, now released on CD by Nonesuch. It's from their Explorer series.